cross-dressing often starts with just a pair of stockings, but it can quickly move on to include other feminine items of underwear, such as panties, thongs, and bras. You may have heard or experienced something similar, but now, presently, you find yourself wearing a corset, wig, makeup, and more exotic items. Over time, items such as collars, chastity cages, maybe even something as daring as a butt plug. All of these things building up. And as they build up, your feminization just slowly grows, growing as if it were a plant inside you, and you're sprouting more and more into a girly girl each and every day. It's a fun transformation and such a lively feeling for you. Such a lovely feeling, just drifting along the journey of becoming a girl, feminized, losing your mind in the trance, blooming into a feminine girl, the natural feeling of a bra hugging you, those soft panties making you feel so good and comfortable. It's something you deeply enjoy. And the journey is both relaxing as much as it is an obsession. Obsessing over fashion. How pretty you can make yourself. Obsessing about lipstick, makeup, dresses, gowns, evening wear, yoga pants, corsets. Obsessing over how pretty you can make yourself. How good it would be to go to a salon as fingers run over your hands, run over your scalp, for manicures, and getting your hair done. The tingling of feeling good, feeling beautiful, the tingling of your scalp and on your skin. just relaxing you as you let go and let the magic happen. It just takes you to a magical place, a very feminine place, a place of ultimate surrender, a place right inside your wants and desires, knowing you're a fashionista, knowing you're feminine, knowing you're a girly girl. It is your identity. Perhaps you now find yourself at the highest level of sissification, wearing a daringly short satin dress with petticoats, which show your stockings, show your top, show your panties. Such a perfectly natural progression. A progression you can take so deep, so naturally forward. Because girls wear clothes both so sexily and relaxing, and those looks are who you are. They're so feminizing, and they make you look like such a dirty slut all the time. In this trance, we will focus on encouraging you to take a step back from your more extreme sissy desires and instead focus on changing your dressing habits so they can become part of your daily routine, an obsession, obsessing over fashion, how pretty you can make yourself, obsessing about lipstick, makeup, dresses, gowns, evening wear, yoga pants, corsets, obsessing over how pretty you can make yourself, even if it's in a vanilla setting, wearing pantyhose instead of stockings will help you dress more easily. All clothes underneath will reinforce who you are as you go out in public. As your transformation becomes more deep-rooted, because you know you're a fashionista, a feminine, girly girl, so easily obsessed with fashion and looking like a pretty little slut. A pretty little slut who wants to look so good and wants to relax for me. Who wants to learn all the fashion rules for me. Who wants to obsess over fashion. And you just relax for me now. That is a command. Relaxing deeply as you know who you are. A fashionable girly girl, so feminine and so on top of fashion and a world of feminine relaxation awaits you when you get home from work. You should take a long bath to relax yourself, and then perhaps get dressed in a nightdress so that you're ready for bed, feeling the bubbles on your skin. Feeling the warm water completely sinking you into a relaxed state. It just feels so good, so natural, having the warm water wash all your stresses away. Having the warm water wash all your thoughts away. As your new feminized self is wearing her nightgown, such a pretty girl in her lacy nightgown. It just takes you to a magical place, a very feminine place, a place of ultimate surrender into your wants and into your desires, knowing you are a fashionista, a girly girl. It's your identity. So sexy, so relaxed, as she feels herself in those soft covers, surrounded by nice pillows, loving the feminine life, loving fashion, loving to obsess over fashion. An obsession, obsessing over fashion. How pretty you can make yourself, obsessing about lipstick, makeup, dresses, gowns, evening wear, yoga pants, corsets, obsessing over how pretty you can make yourself. Just drifting along the journey of becoming a girl. The natural feeling of a bra hugging you. Those soft panties making you feel so good, so comfortable. It's something you deeply enjoy, and the journey is both relaxing as much as it is a feminine obsession. Obsessing over fashion. How pretty you can make yourself. How good it could be to go to a salon as fingers run over your hand and scalp for manicures and getting your hair done. The tingling of feeling beautiful, the tingling sensation on your skin, just relaxing you as you let go and let the magic happen. Weekends at home, being relaxed. Pampered from your manicure, new hair, and yet you may even want to relax more. Maybe you want to wear yoga pants and a loose-fitting t-shirt. Whether you relax or wear it while you carry out your housework, you can still be feminine while you feel so comfortable. You don't need to get all dolled up in a maid's uniform all the time. You just need to relax as you embrace your feminization, knowing you are the sexy girl you want to be. Makeup should be minimal, and your hair tied up. Just doing anything you can to be a normal girl. Wanting to be a normal girl. And you are going to be a feminized normal girl, aren't you? You know, it's who you are, your place, deep inside. This is someone you desire to be, and when you sink so deep, into your mind, you see yourself truly as a feminine woman. You see yourself as someone who finds it so easy to be entranced so easy to also become this woman in your mind, this girl you desire so much to be, so fashionable, sexy, feminine. It's who you are. Just drifting along the journey of becoming a girl. The natural feeling of a bra hugging you. Those soft panties making you feel so good and so comfortable. It's something you deeply enjoy. And the journey is both relaxing as much as it is an obsession. An obsession. Obsessing over fashion. How pretty you can make yourself. Obsessing about lipstick, makeup, dresses, gowns, evening wear, yoga pants, corsets. Obsessing over how pretty you can make yourself. You just love fashion. Being a girly girl, each fashion trend becoming so easy and desirable to follow. It's just you, a beautiful girl, wearing the fashion she deserves. Feeling so good to assume this identity. You know what you have to do to go shopping. To get these clothes, to make yourself so feminine, to make your dreams so true, learning all the fashion rules, grabbing a copy of fashion magazines. Or just going online to research fashion. It's all you want to do. You just want to be the most beautiful girl. So feminine. So soft. So lovely. And eventually, you will see that dressing like this is simple and far more comfortable than dressing like a sissy or even a man. As you become such a natural, feminine woman, the line you've drawn between male and female dressing will become more blurred to the point where your female dressing habits become quite normal to you. It just takes you to a magical place, a very feminine place, a place of ultimate surrender into your wants and into your desires, knowing you are a fashionista, a girly girl. It's your identity. Shaving your legs and other girly habits will be something you do automatically, whether it's for sexual thrill or not. It will just feel necessary, automatic, like brushing your teeth. You may eventually find that these dressing habits become so ingrained and so much a part of you that you wake up one day and are unsure if you're a boy or a girl, because you know inside and out you're so feminine. Even if it does make you feel humiliated at the time, you've been led down this natural path where your natural choice in clothing will always be feminine in nature. Now, on the count of 10 downwards, you will remember the fashion rules you've learned, as well as becoming more and more feminine as you're closer to awakening. 10, such a girly girl. You love wearing yoga pants, skirts, any beautiful fashion that brings out your figure and your girly obsessions. 9, your mind slowly coming back with desires to wear a short hot skirt so you can flaunt that ass of yours like a true feminized slut. 8, such a good girl. You know you love letting yourself gush over fashion. It feels so good to just learn about it, to wear it, to look better than everyone around you. 7, you love being the fashionable and sex-obsessed girl. Your mind slowly gathers with thoughts of you wearing top fashion items in a nice, lacy nightgown at night. 6. Your growing identity as a feminized girl feels so much stronger than before. 5. Short skirts and high heels make you feel so free and so beautiful. The makeup and fun you have being a girly girl just takes you for all strength returning to your body, your mind, and your body feel much better than before. 3. Your environment becoming so tangent and real around you. You slowly awaken, refreshed, and everything seems so real to you. 2. Your eyes slowly opening as you stretch and feel bliss. 1. Awakening now. Your mind and body feeling so peaceful and relaxed. 0. Thank you for listening.